Well, as part of the UNMISS mandate, we monitor and report on human rights violations, and also we cover, it's part of the protection of civilians. We look at the protection of civilians from different angles, from crime with the police, from the violation and abuses, looking at the legal standards, but we also look at it from the perspective of community clashes. So, and as a human rights outfit, what we do is that we try to meet all the partners, all the actors and stakeholders to be able to actually not only raise the issue and see how they can be addressed at all levels.
Right. So how important is it to ensure accountability for abuses committed?
Well, accountability for human rights abuses remains one of the biggest challenges in the country, and this is the case also in WAU. And we know that, for instance, they've been fighting, ongoing fighting, and in June 2016, particularly, and in April 2017, we have had to basically not only monitor, document, but also follow how the international standards and the international humanitarian laws are upheld or not. So in WAU, it's very difficult to reach some areas. And in this particular case, not only visiting the main town, but going and having the opportunity. And it's important to stress the fact that we had a cooperation for both parties, from SPLA forces and from SPLA-IO, to be able to reach Bagari, which is some 25 to 27 kilometers away from the main town.
Right. So what challenges does the judiciary face in Western Baragazal?
Well, I think when we look at the judiciary, we need to also look at it in the context of the recent crisis. Already the number of prosecutors and number of judges was actually limited, but then the crisis has made sure as unfortunately, increase the numbers of awaiting trials. I increased the challenges that the judiciary as a whole is facing.
So how can UNMISS support the promotion of human rights across society?
I think there are different ways. One way is to engage, because not all branches of the government are sometimes aware of what is happening. The country is huge. It's a young country, and we need to also understand that we have to continue that form of engagement, which allows us to, if you want, to make sure that we get to the point where everybody respond to what is, for instance, the scourge in human rights violation and abuses, or the scourge in CRSV and SGBV. We know for a fact that there is a recognition, which is the first step towards addressing issues related to human rights. The recognition that this is something that is permeating, the fabric of the society. How do we address it is the point, and together, because the point here is to have long-term solutions, not ad hoc solutions that people do not recognize. And the justice system is very much part and parcel of this solution-seeking approach.
Right. And finally, do you have any final remarks that you can put across?
I think w the most important thing for all of us is to understand that human rights is for all of us. It's not that only one section or one part of the population should uphold, should look at human rights as the standards. And it's embedded in our society. It's embedded in what we do traditionally, we
Right.
do in modern life. It is something that is essential for everybody, because your rights, when your right is respected, my right is also respected. So that's
Definitely.
basically the way we look at it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Christian Mikala, for coming to our studios this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.